March 23, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery, The Priceless Pearl. Opening Prayer. Loving God, thank you for your gift of salvation. Help me to live out this day ever conscious that I am redeemed and that nothing can separate me from you. Read Mark chapter 14, verses 1 through 11. Jesus anointed at Bethany. Now the Passover and the festival of unleavened bread were only 2 days away, and the chief priests and the teachers of the law were scheming to arrest Jesus secretly and kill him. But not during the festival, they said, or the people may riot. While he was in Bethany, reclining at the table in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head. Some of those present were saying indignantly to one another, "Why this waste of perfume? It could have been sold for more than a year's wages and the money given to the poor." And they rebuked her harshly. "Leave her alone," said Jesus. "Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, and you can help them any time you want, but you will not always have me. She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial. Truly I tell you, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her." Then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went to the chief priests to betray Jesus to them. They were delighted to hear this and promised to give him money. So he watched for an opportunity to hand him over. Reflect. Many eyes will look on you with judgment today. Take a moment to consciously sit in the gaze of your loving God. This story is like a pure white pearl inside a dirty shell on a dark ocean floor. At the center is an act Jesus himself deemed beautiful, a woman anointing her Savior with costly perfume, understanding the worth of the man and the moment and doing what she could. The dirty shell is the self-righteous, judgmental onlookers. They are the next layer of the story, surrounding its pure heart with their harsh rebuke, intended to shame the woman and paint her as callously indifferent to the poor. We aren't told how she felt in that moment, how sensitive she was to public opinion, but if she was anything like me, those words would have scalded. Could she tune them out and listen only to Jesus' defense? We don't know. The ocean is those forces scheming to kill Jesus. In the same story, he inspires both an extravagant demonstration of love and a murderous hatred. The precious pearl of a relationship with Christ remains set within a context of hostile incomprehension. We are not going to have crowd approval for our sacrifices of praise. We may, in fact, be ridiculed, rejected, or worse. Whose opinion is going to count? Apply. Where are you most vulnerable to criticism or judgment? Closing prayer. Lord Jesus, help me be like the woman who understood who you were and what you required of her in that moment and allowed all else to fall away.